Being joined by APGC wrestling coach Joel Reince, talking about the upcoming district meet hosted by New Hampton. Before we talk about that, though, I do want to go back to this past Saturday. Fantastic performance at the Grinnell Duel Tournament. Tell me about that day and how it kind of gave you guys a little bit of momentum going into this week and, you know, ultimately as a nice preparation for this state qualifying meet here on Saturday.
Yeah, you bet. I like that tournament. I like how it's ran. They do a nice job down there. It's run fairly quick, and the kids get a lot of matches. And as far as coaching goes, we don't have to move around a lot. You know, for the dual tournaments, we get to sit in the corner and kind of watch the whole team wrestle in sequence. So that makes it nice for us. We're not chasing kids around mat to mat. So I like the setup and thought the kids did a nice job. And like you said, it was a good preparation for this upcoming Saturday.
Yeah, so we got a few returning state qualifiers. Probably the same conversation we had, you know, about the girls' state qualifying meet here a couple weeks back. But certainly you have to imagine that gives those guys kind of an edge, knowing what it takes to get through because, you know, they've done it before and might be able to ease some of those nerves, I would have to imagine, going into this huge tournament.
Yeah, I think anytime you've been through it before and you know, figured out a way to do it the first time, I mean, it just gives you that much more confidence to go and do it again. So, like you said, yeah, the four returners that we got, they should feel very comfortable come Saturday. And you know, they know they got to wrestle their best. But like you said, I think it just gives them confidence to know that they can do it and have been through it.
Yeah, of course, the four returning state qualifiers here, Mason Kopp, Jesse Brower, Gage Miller, Carter Liston for you guys. Have you looked at their those fields that you guys will be facing, you know, with those Northeast Iowa schools, maybe a bit of a scouting report for some of those weight classes and what those guys are, you know, going to have to go through?
Yeah, we know we got a traditional powerhouse team in West Delaware is going to be there this year. Which is, you know, it's always tough because they're gonna occupy a lot of them top two spots, you know, and as far as seating goes, and you know, you're gonna have to beat some good kids to get down there, and you know, I think looking through some of the brackets, you know, I think Gage Miller, there'll be three state qualifiers in his bracket. I think there's three state qualifiers in Carter Liston's bracket. Mason Kopp's got a top-rated guy in his bracket, and Jesse Brower's also got a rated guy in his bracket. So, yeah, it's definitely it's a little different than looking at it last year, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, certainly going to be some stiff competition at that meet. Of course, as you mentioned, West Delaware State dual tournament team here as well. So when it comes to maybe some of the other weight classes, anyone that you're kind of looking at, hey, we might have a chance here, you know, just based on what the rest of the field has to offer?
Yeah, like you said, those opportunities are few and far between. But, you know, I like Devin Eberhardt's probably going to be a three seed. You know, he'll have to upset a rated guy in a returning state qualifier to do it. But, you know, if he wrestles well, I think he's got a good shot. And, you know, Parker Mulder, I never count him out of anything because he's always going to fight and keep scrapping. You know, he's just dangerous enough to knock off one of them top rated kids.
And when it comes to, you know, in getting ready for this day, what would be some of the biggest words of advice that, you know, you might be able to share with your wrestlers going into this state qualifying meet and, you know, hopefully make sure that, you know, everyone's on the same page and ready to roll for the big day?
Yeah, you know, I guess my message always is, you know, it's not about wins and losses. It's about how you prepare and how you fight during that match. You know, I said, if we outfight people, I think we're going to like the results, you know. And if someone beats us because they have more experience or they're a stronger wrestler or something along those lines that we can't necessarily control, I can live with that. But if we're not out there fighting our tails off and, you know, not giving our best effort at all times, that's the part that's tough to swallow as a coach, you know? So, you know, it's just about being your best on Saturday.
All right. Well, that's APGC coach Joel Reins. Appreciate the time. And we'll catch you here at New Hampton on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, JMO.